Yeah, unfortunately, this is becoming a hardly annual story, where every year, at this time of the year, the Dutch super trawler fleet moves onto the west coast of Donegal and putting fishermen's gear at risk. And also, you know, we're treated every year as well, while our own fleet is tied up, we see them continuing to fish well into the summer off the west coast.
And in many cases, there's no dividend, the fish aren't landed here, there's no benefit to this area whatsoever.
No, absolutely none at all. The fish are caught off the west coast. The boats then take them back to Holland or Germany. They're landed there and shipped on to wherever their markets are. So we see absolutely no benefit from it here, except all we see is the anguish that it causes when they tow through fishermen's crab pots and gear is destroyed.
So what can we do? As you say, you know, this is becoming an annual occurrence. I know you've made some representations.
Yeah, well, the problem is, well, according to the SFPA, they say that they have no legal right to restrict where they go under European law. And the government says that it's continuously says that they're working closely with the other European countries to try and devise arrangements. But that's the stock answer we've been getting for a number of years in relation to this, and it seems that there's absolutely no progress being made. And the only option open to fishermen if their gear is towed by these super trawlers is to report the criminal damage to the Gardaí, but I mean the Gardaí in Donegal have no way to go out and access and question these boats in relation to it. So unfortunately, as things stand at the minute, there's very little or absolutely no redress for fishermen who have damage done to their gear.
In the mouth of Brexit, we're being told how important Ireland is to the European community. Should we be not then trying to use that to our advantage, or is that naivety?
Well, if we were a functioning member state of the EU, you would imagine that's what the government should be doing, is going out and fighting strongly on behalf of all our fishing communities, and also on behalf of to ensure that the measures like this action can be taken on this. But I'm very much afraid that the government will defer to the European Union in the negotiations and take a back seat on it, which isn't in our interests. And I think there's time that the government has to step up for national interest when these negotiations are ongoing and rectify some of these problems.